Downtown with the Main Street Area Association. This weekend, we are celebrating the 7th birthday weekend of Bloom Mead and Cider. And joining us, Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. You already got kind of a sneak peek at what their new flavor is going to be this week.
I did, and I'm very, very excited.
Well, let's find out more because Lauren Bloom is with us, a co-owner of Bloom Mead and Cider. So for people that don't know,
sure,
Mead. It's like a honey wine, right?
It is, yeah. It's made with honey, yeast, and water. You ferment it like a wine, but we make a session style that's really dry. It's carbonated. It drinks almost like a cider, and we make ciders too.
Your place downtown is so much fun. I remember down last year with a group of women. Mm-hmm. We were on one of those trolley tours, and we stopped. We specifically wanted to stop at Bloom, and
I love that.
And you just have so much going on. You had a game going on, some comedian. We could play games. We got flights of everything. We didn't want to leave.
There is a lot. We have a lot of events. You know, we're downtown. We want it to be a community space. So there are a lot of events going on all the time.
All right. So what's the new flavor this weekend?
Okay. This weekend we have our annual batch of rhubarb mead, which is so springy and tart.
Rhubarb?
I know.
Kidding.
It's the season. It's time.
Where are you getting the rhubarb from?
It's a farmer up on the Leelanau Peninsula. He doesn't even have a name for his farm. We just stumbled across him and we buy a truck full of rhubarb every year
from
him.
Oh my goodness.
His name's Alex.
How do you process that? How do you make that into?
The first time we did it was terrible. We've learned a lot over the years.
That's not a good selling point, Lauren.
We had such a hard time getting the juice out. Now we know a lot more. So now we chop it up, we freeze it, and then we thaw it, and we press it. And then you just get a lot of rhubarb juice. But let me tell you, if you try to juice rhubarb before you freeze it, you're not going to get
anything. It's not
going to
happen. Let's go back more than 7 years now. How did this all start for you and your husband?
Oh, so we had been living in Chicago. Matt, after a totally different career, had opened a brewery with a couple friends. He was the head brewer and one of the owners, and found out 5 or so years in that he had a gluten allergy, couldn't drink beer anymore, was allergic to his career. I'd been working in an education nonprofit and wanted to move into local food sourcing, local food advocacy. So we were moving back to Michigan. We decided, could we kind of put these two things together? Could we do something in fermentation that's naturally gluten-free and where we get all of our ingredients from Michigan farmers and growers? And here we are. Cider was an obvious answer to that. And then we started playing around with these session meads and kind of fell in love with those two.
It's a natural for the two of you, though, because you've really built a sense of community while you've built your business.
We try. You know, we really hope that would happen, but it's not a given just because you want it to. So the fact that it is a community space and, people want to come and spend time there is just, it's the best part of our job.
And tell everyone where your location is, because you're not on Main Street. You're off.
We're not. We're at 100 South 4th. Mm-hmm. So Huron and 4th Avenue, a block off of Main.
Yeah.
But fortunately, Main Street Area Association still allows us to be part of it.
Of course.
Well, the Main Street Area Association includes a wide swath.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
Multi blocks down there. Yes. So it's just getting people to, not always go Main Street area, come all around.
Yeah,
and that 4th Street has really blossomed, if I may say. So drawing a lot of traffic down there with all the new businesses.
Yeah, it's really picked up, especially over the last maybe 2 years even. There are a bunch of new businesses that have moved in, and there's really kind of a nice traffic pattern of people walking from Main Street up to Carytown and back.
Yeah. So your last name is Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your husband's name?
That's my last name.
That's
yep.
your last
mm-hmm.
name. Okay. And so you're calling this Bloom Mead and Cider, but mm-hmm. it's Bloom with a little
line through it.
Line
yep.
through the O.
Yep. So that was the original spelling on my grandpa's side of the family. It was their last name when they were in Sweden. It was changed over the years to phonetically match. Mm-hmm. But we decided to go back to that original name.
And to honor that heritage.
Yep.
I love that. That's wonderful. So how is Bloom celebrating its 7th birthday this weekend?
Oh my gosh. So we have these releases. We have the rhubarb mead. We have an extra rhubarby mead. also a small batch. We have our absinthe cider release. We're making a riff on a Manhattan with a barrel-aged mead that we've done.
That sounds good.
We started making this aperitivo that's kind of like a vermouth, and our employees have gotten really into making aperitivo spritzes, so we're having a spritz-off where all of our employees have come up with their own recipe, and you can try them all and then vote for your favorite one.
Oh, how fun.
And then we have pop-ups all day. So Curious Coffee, Mike from Curious Coffee, will be popping up. Fragola Forno is a bakery pop-up who will be there. We have Pilar's Tamales, will be serving tamales in the evening. And then the Michigan Dyer, who's a local fabric dyer, is doing a workshop in the afternoon.
I haven't heard about the Michigan Dyer before.
Yeah, I met her recently, and she's just delightful and really an expert in her field.
Lauren, when you partner with pop-ups like that, these businesses, how do you make that arrangement as far as what they're doing coming into your business?
Yeah, so a lot of them are just kind of one-off small businesses who don't have a brick-and-mortar space who, you know, will meet or come to us and say, hey, can we pop up? And the answer is always yes. Yes, of course. I mean, it's so mutually beneficial. They bring in customers who meet Bloom. We bring in customers who meet their business. So we don't charge for those pop-ups. It's just a way to, you know, kind of pay it forward for other businesses to get off the ground. And then we have things like Curious Coffee, and he's there 4 days a week. So most of the hours that we're not open, Curious Coffee is open. So that's kind of a long-standing agreement. Oh. He's there for 5 months, and it has, you know, a little bit of a more permanent setup for the time being.
You also host a lot of events, a lot of tastings, workshops, and again, partnering with others on that.
Yeah, it's like I said, that's kind of the best part of the job is just meeting other downtown business owners who are in kind of various stages of business and working together. So yeah, a lot of comedy shows. We have our Femme Feedback comedy show. We have yoga on Sundays. We just have a new yoga instructor join who came to us and said, oh, I noticed there's a free Sunday. Could I, you know, work myself into the rotation? And yeah, it really is the best part.
This is how you get people in your business in the first place.
It really helps. Yeah. You know, for people who maybe aren't seeking out Meat or Cider, they might come for another event and just happen to try a drink while they're there.
And get turned on to some rhubarb.
We hope. We sure hope. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, happy 7th birthday
Thank
to Bloom
so
Mead and Cider. How do you anticipate moving forward with the next 7 years?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I knew the answer to that. Well, hopefully we do continue to move forward. I think best case scenario is maybe a little bit more of the same. We would love just the privilege of continuing to do this in the place where we're doing it.
Do you see this replicated in other communities, especially when you're partnering with, like you mentioned, up in Leelanau, the farmer with the rhubarb? Do you see that you can replicate what you're doing in Ann Arbor in other locations with Bloom?
Maybe. I mean, as a really small business owner where it's just my husband and I as the owners and we have one manager, it's hard to imagine doing that again. But places seem to do it. So it is possible if we could figure out how to, you know, do that and expand to another location. But we don't have any plans for that.
Well,
now.
You've built up a great business right here in Ann Arbor.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that.
Thanks.
So happy birthday to Bloom Mead and Cider. Lauren Bloom with us. Ashley Schaefer from the Main Street Area Association. This is a great example of how businesses need to do business and become a part of the fabric of the community. And we talk about this a lot, but reaching out to other businesses, making those partnerships, and making their business a destination for people to go.
Absolutely. Building those partnerships within the community is so important. And supporting one another, as Lauren mentioned, for businesses that might not have a brick and mortar location, they get the taste of downtown, and then hopefully they get their name out there, and then they continue to move into downtown, which is what we want, and continue to build the community up.
Yeah. Downtown has a social district in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. Tell everyone what that is, and I'm curious if Bloom is included in that.
Yeah, so Bloom is included in the social district. We expanded last fall, so it is now from 1st to Thayer. It's through both the Main Street and State Street District, which is really nice. But you can go into any of the participating locations, Bloom included, and you can get a to-go cocktail. It has a social district sticker on the outside. It's either a can or a glass. And you can walk through downtown, enjoy the flowers, enjoy some shopping. But it's a great way to, you know, support these restaurants that are downtown while supporting the retailers as well.
All right. You can go to drinkbloom.com. That's B-L-O-M. Drinkbloom.com. Just one O in there. And check out all the details. And then the big birthday party on May the 10th.
Yep. Saturday.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. What are the hours?
Noon until 11 p.m.
Okay, and a lot of fun going to be going on for
that.
We
hope so.
All right. That's
the plan.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Great seeing you again. Lauren Bloom from Bloom Mead and Cider. Ashley Schaefer with the Main Street Area Association. And go to mainstreetannarbor.org for details about all things downtown Ann Arbor. On Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.